The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
And the sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but there's a time to laugh, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. That's right. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Hello. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I don't know. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk love with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. We asked this before, but I want you to really think about this. What are we hanging on to that the Lord has been moving in us and on us to let go of? What are we hanging on to that the Lord has been moving in us and on us to let go of? Oh my, that's a good question. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, hey, don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out to us. You can do it. It's not hard. All you got to do is give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you will end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like spending time relaxing and chillaxing.
Aww.
Aww, that's so nice.
That sounds nice.
It does sound nice, doesn't it? I don't want to tell you that that's not really going on for Noelle and I in general because family's coming in this evening.
are you prepared?
That's cute. Anyway.
You never are, right?
No, not really. And so the one thing I've been doing is really helping her as much as I can because she's had to pull. So yesterday, we already told you guys it was her birthday. And then she had a surprise inspection at her store at 5:30 when she was supposed to be heading home. Didn't get home until almost 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was one of those like,
Well, happy birthday to her, right?
Yep,
that's what they said.
Yep. They didn't even know it was her birthday. That's a really good company over there. Anyhow, let's just move forward from there because we support my wife and everything she does and not the company she works for. Okay, so here's how it's going to go. If you've got something you want to reach out to us with, that's great, okay? We're going to tell you, you can make that phone call, by the way. And when you talk to Jammin' Jacob, it is nice. It's relaxing and chillaxing. He's a super nice guy. You won't have any problems there. Here's the bottom line, though. When you do call, you can't talk to him for about 3 or 4 hours because he has to do the show. You understand that? That's very important. The other thing I want to tell you is that there's other ways to get in touch with us. So not only can you call us at the 972-445-0770 number, you can also text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Now with a slower and more reserved voice.
214-210-8483.
That's the number you would text on. Additionally, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at hemustincrease, from John330.org. I will tell you that is right now, it is 11:36 in San Diego. It is 12:36 in Denver. It's 1:36 in Dallas. It's 2:36 in Detroit. And like we said, I don't know where you are on the moon, so I don't know what time it is there. I am going to tell you that right off the bat, if you've got a prayer request or a praise report, these are excellent times to reach out to your brothers and sisters in Christ. We'll take our faith, combine it with your faith, and then we'll all pray with more faith, which is just a great idea. Why would you not pray with as much faith as possible? Let's combine our faith. When two or more are gathered together and agree upon anything, it shall be done, tells you the power that takes place in numbers in the gospel teachings. And so what I want us to grasp is that we're going to pray, and we're also looking for people to share praise reports. Those praise reports, I just want to make it clear, it gives glory to God. And if you think you're existing for all of your purposes so you can pay rent or mortgage, or so you can put nice clothes on your children's back, you're wrong. You exist for the glory of God. And those praise reports give glory to God. They also reinforce the praise that takes place in your own life, as well as bless other people that hear it. Now, we're going right to prayer because we have timing prayers right now. And I've got a small group of people to pray for. And I just need you to just take the moment and agree with me. We're just going to ask for God's will in all things. So there's not going to be an issue there. But we are going to offer it up in faith, believing that God has everybody's best interests in mind. If you don't believe that, then you're probably not a Christian yet. And I would encourage you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you have any questions on that, we'll help you through that throughout the show. Here we go in prayer. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we worship you, we praise you, we acknowledge you. Hallowed be thy name. There is nobody like you, none ever. And we just offer up all praise, glory, and honor to you. And we thank you for everything, even things we don't get. We're still thankful because you made a commitment to us that you will weave them together, make them come together, and bring about good. And we have confidence in your word, in your truth, and in your faithfulness. So we lift up a bunch of different people. We lift up Sue, that's Eric and Lisa's mom. It's Lisa's mom, and just asking for her to make an absolute full recovery as she has been doing better. And we ask you to bless both Eric and Lisa, Traveling Mercies, as they're going to do some traveling and to reach out to their son, and we pray that goes well. We're asking you right now for our brother Ace, that you would bring healing power into brother Ace's body. He's got the opportunity, Lord, have to go through some surgeries. We're asking you to give him grace and mercy and healing. You are, after all, the Lord God that heals. That's Jehovah Rapha. That's what you teach us. That's what your word says. We also lift up Cordelia to you, who's been struggling with some health issues, and we just ask you to just free her up from that. And at the same time, we ask for Joanne. She's got her court appearance that's been delayed till today. We simply ask for the righteous things to be done, the just things to be done, that no evil, darkness, or sneaky things would be accomplished, but that the truth and the righteousness and justice would take place. We also lift up Keith, who's a friend of Rosalind and Robert's, connected to them. He was missing, Lord, and then they found him. He was in an accident, and he's got to have surgery, and we're asking for healing power into Keith's body, and we ask you to strengthen him and encourage him and let him know he's being touched by the hand of God so that he might call upon the name of the Lord. Now, Father, these are just a few of our brothers and sisters. And I know there's a lot of other needs out there. And people sometimes, Lord, even myself, it's hard to just share it. But, Lord, you know the need of every person who can hear my voice. And we have enough combined faith to come to you and say, Lord, touch your kids with the grace that comes from you, with the love and the compassion that comes from you.
and in all the things that we're all going through, bring about the understanding and the grasping of the peace that passes all understanding. Help us to seize a peace that we would understand only by faith and not by intellect. And let that be each of ours as we draw closer to you and honor you in everything. We pray this in the awesome and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Okay, so that's how we're rolling today. We're going to go right into the text. I got so much material to cover. I don't know how we're doing this show in an hour and a half. I just sense maybe we're going to have to do more time at some point, but let's go back to the text. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to pick it up back again at verse 7-ish. And we're going to pass by some of that because we talked about that last week. If you don't remember that, my encouragement is to listen to the podcast. They are readily accessible on the website. 2 Corinthians 7, Paul writes this under the verbal plenary process of the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit directing him what to write, but Paul not losing his personality while he's writing it. Verse 7, with these surpassing great revelations that he received. So to keep me, Paul writes, from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. So we briefly talked about the thorn in the flesh, and there are about 20, there's a bunch of different interpretations of what that is. I tend to lean towards what the text says because none of the interpretations to me sound right. Some of them have to do with them, you know, Paul having a problem because of his sexuality in the sense of being celibate now because then he was maybe once married because he was in a Pharisaical group. I don't see that in Scripture. Some people say it's his eye because he said, you would have given me your eye. That was a common saying amongst Israelites about giving the most precious things. I'm not going to buy that because that means that when God healed him when he was blind, God did a poor job. I don't know about that. Here's what I know about. He says there was a messenger of Satan. In what form, I don't know. But my idea is it sounds demonic. It sounds like it was tormenting. Or, you know, another word for tormenting is buffeting or irritating. I think there's many demons that irritate Christians on a regular basis. They don't necessarily abide inside, but they certainly throw water balloons, don't they? So anyhow, regardless to where your position is that, this is what Paul says. 3 times. I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. It's like 3 times. I didn't ask once. I didn't ask twice. I asked 3 times. First thing you find out is Paul didn't get rebuked for asking 3 times, and neither do you or I. You can ask 100 times. Luke 18 tells us that persistence is the key in prayer. That's Jesus teaching, saying this is how you ought to pray. Okay, that's a really good lesson to learn, isn't it? And so he's asking 3 times, like, Lord, take it away. Lord, take it away. Lord, take it away. And he's pleading. He's asking the Lord. He's not, and people are like, well, you can never really beg. Pleading is begging. You're killing me here. He's like, take it, take it. This is really irritating. Take this away. Here's the thing. Many times God will grant us these requests. And then there's these other times where God will say, no, I have a greater purpose. Now, a lot of us don't like to hear the greater purpose part of this, but this is where it comes into play. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is perfected in weakness. Can I tell you something? The grace of God is never insufficient for your life. If God determines that you're going to go through something and you're going through it and he goes, my grace is sufficient, his grace is sufficient. You might whine and complain. I mean, when I was raising my kids, I plenty of disciplines where they were whining and complaining. Guess what? That didn't stop the process. And that's not how it is for us either. Remember, we're his kids. People get offended. It's like, well, I'm an adult. Not to God, you're not. You're just a little child. You're a little baby. And it's like in that sense, I mean, amongst one another, we're supposed to be mature, but between us and God, come on. And so God says, my grace is sufficient for you. You know, that's a really nice way of saying no. Lord, take this trial away from me. No. My grace is sufficient for you. The answer is no. I know everybody thinks God always says yes. No, he doesn't. Sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes the answer is hold. And I always liken that into calling a major corporation. And you know, back in the day before they had everything robotic, and somebody would pick up the phone and go, hello, thank you, can you hold, please, click. And you never even get to say a word. And that's being on hold. I think God answers yes, no, and hold on. That's what I think it is. Hold on. You're on hold. So here's the bottom line. What's taking place is Paul's like, this is like blah, not great here. Can you take this away? And God says, my grace is sufficient to you. A wonderful way to say no. But then he tells him why. My power is perfected in weakness. What do you mean? What does that mean? That means that God manifests the most when we are the least. See, we keep thinking that it's like we're going to rise. Well, I'm going to be, it's He-Man, you know, or she, or whatever it is. It's all those different characters. It's like, really? When you and I yield the most, then the Holy Spirit is most active inside of us, working in us, and the power of God through the Spirit is flowing through us, doing it in the name of Jesus. When you are weak, just think about that. When you are in weakness, God's power is being perfected. Why? Because we're not in the way. Because the Lord's going, get out of the way. Move out of the way. Move. Let me do this. That's why. You're thinking, wow, wait a minute. How do we deal with that? Well, I'm going to answer that when we come back. But first, we got to do a trivia question. Here's your trivia question. What is the number of generations from Abraham to David? According to Matthew chapter 1, verse 17, is it 38 generations? Is it 14 generations? Or is it 7 generations? Ooh, interesting question. What is the number of generations from Abraham to David, according to Matthew chapter 1, verse 17? Is it 38 generations, 14 generations, or 7 generations? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. What is the number of generations from Abraham to David, according to Matthew 1:17? Is it 38 generations, 14 generations, or 7 generations? In the meantime, I'm going to send you up to the website because the website's got lots of cool stuff. I actually added a little YouTube clip there. We're going to redo our YouTube channel because I have about 70 videos, and I have a feeling that a lot of people have not seen a lot of those. And they're most of them, some of them are on the show, and then some of them are on like 3 to 5 minute topics. And it's like really kind of cool stuff. So we're revamping that. So that is up there. You just got to be patient as we put it all together. So I encourage you to check that out on the website. Plus, on the website, there is ambassador information. And ambassador information is important because it's one of the ways that we communicate the show. When I was at the car dealership, I was able to pull out a brochure that I had that we had made. Rosalind helped us make some brochures, and we did some different things like that and had that done also for my schooling. And I gave them a brochure, and they were like really able to understand the show without me trying to explain it, because even though I do the show, I don't always explain it great. And so that brochure did a good job for me. We give those brochures away to people for free. No requirements, no amount. You have to give away this amount. You have to let us know. You have to do this. No, we trust that the Holy Spirit in you knows what to do. So along with that, there's other stuff you can get under the ambassador program. You just got to go to the website to do it. Plus, there's a place to give, and we think that's important because that's how we keep the ministry going. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. That's what we're told to do. Cool. We're one of the ways you can do it. We're not the only way. We're just one of the ways you can do it. We encourage you to check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
I'm just hoping that in our family gathering that there's not a lot of that. Let me just say that. Is that a good way to say that? That's kind of a right way to say it, right?
Just no lightsaber fights. Yeah.
We're going to make sure to hide all the lightsabers, so there's no problem there. All right, your trivia question, then we're getting back into it. Here we go. What is the number of generations from Abraham to David? According to Matthew chapter 1, verse 17, is it 38 generations, 14 generations, or 7 generations? That's the question. Matthew 1, 17 would be the place to get that information. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Let's go back to the text, because this text, I just want to say all the texts are better than I am. It's just easier to say it that way. They're just all better. It's like, that's just easier. That's just the truth. Going back to the portion we're at, verse 9, he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, and my power is perfected in weakness. Now, we have somebody calling in, and I'm going to give them a chance to answer the trivia question because I want them to be able to answer it, because that's very important. But we're not going to skip understanding this is an important element. When God says no, he doesn't just scream no. Sometimes he just tells you, look, I'm with you. My grace is with you. It's sufficient. You think you need more, but you don't. And that's mostly because we don't understand the grace of God. You get that? Ooh. All right. Do we have somebody that is ready to answer the trivia question? Yes, we do. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Dave. This is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
Oh, man, it's been a while, but I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. By the way, if you decide you want a Michael Youssef book after you talk to me, we can get you a free one, but you got to hang on to the phone, and then Jacob will get your information. It's up to you. We just mail it to you.
Sure, yeah, I like Michael Youssef.
Okay, so then we'll have you hang on after we're done with this. But let's do the triv question and go first on that.
Okay.
Ready? All right, here we go.
Okay.
What is the number of generations from Abraham to David? Is it 38 generations, 14 generations, or 7 generations?
I would say that it's 14 generations.
That is correct, Amanda, sir! Exactly.
And it was also 14 generations to the carrying away, wasn't it?
Yes, so it's actually, there's three sets of 14 generations.
To Jesus Christ.
Right, which should tell somebody there's a structure. there's a plan here. See, it's not just coincidence that there's 14, then 14, then 14, and boom, right? It's like there's a witness in that, right?
That's right, that's sure right.
Excellent job, excellent insight, excellent call. Great job, brother.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, hang on. I'm going to have Jacob get your information, okay? So don't hang up. I'm going to send you back to him.
Okay, God bless you.
All right, you too. Free book on the way. God bless. All right, so great job there. Fantastic. Wonderful. Let's go back to the text. Here we go. So my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul writes, I will boast all the more gladly in my weakness so that the power of Christ may rest on me. That is why, for the sake of Christ, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And people are like going, what? What? Here's what. When you are at your low or weaker point, that is the time where the power of God manifests highly. And what I want you to catch when Paul says this is he delights in, watch this, in weaknesses. That's one. Insults. That's two. Hardships. That's three. Persecutions. That's four. Difficulties. That's five. Some of your struggles are going to fall into one of those categories. Let's just be honest. It could be a weakness. It could be insults. It could be hardship. It could be persecutions. It could be difficulties, which I think difficulties covers everything. Here's the bottom line. When you're going through that, that doesn't mean you're a bad Christian. That's just ridiculous. When you're going through that, it means simply this. God is going to do great things with you, through you, using you, in partnership with you. And instead of being upset about everything, you can rejoice because the goodness of God is going to manifest on your behalf because it has to come from Him. And you know it, and He knows it. And He's telling you, I'm with you. It's sufficient. I got you covered. Hang in there. Try and rejoice a little because I'm going to get you through it. So for all of those that are like going, ah, God's like going, why don't you just trust me? Trust Him?
Oh, my goodness. What a novel concept for Christians. You're supposed to trust the Lord. Ah!
Okay, so you see how we're doing that? Okay, you get that. Good. All right, now, if you are in San Diego, if you are in Denver, if you are in Detroit, hang out by going to HeMustIncrease.org. You can listen to the rest of the show. For those in Dallas, you don't go anywhere. Stay put, because the next hour is going to be even crazier. Be right back.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Job, I want to read Job 3:25. I don't want anybody looking. I know that the teachings in the church and being a Baptist, somebody who's got a Baptist ordination, a Pentecost ordination, somebody who understands what Calminian means, understands what the manifold millennialist is. I get it. I really do. I've been around for a little while. I just, when you're hearing scripture, you don't have to put all the scriptures you hear in certain boxes so they fit your motif of a theology. Sometimes you can just look at it and observe it and go right for it and review it. And Job chapter 3, verse 25, one of the things that Job said is, what I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. There's a whole teaching on, it's because your confession wasn't good. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think God was bragging about Job to Satan. Job didn't know that was going on. That's obvious. But there he is. God's bragging about him. And what Job is like going is like, this is the worst thing that I could think of. And that happens to people. Believers. Good believers. Great believers. Fantastic believers. Lousy believers. Believers. And everybody else. It's something that takes place. Sometimes bad things come about in the process. That doesn't mean that God hates you. That doesn't. First of all, the world has rebelled against God and lies in wickedness. So it's not God's fault that the world said, hey, we'll run this planet without you. We'll let you know. I mean, that's not God's fault. He's not the one that did that. People did that. And so the idea to understand is sometimes these tough things happen. The great thing to know is that God has not left and went to Pluto while you're going through these things. In this particular case, in Job, it was completely the opposite of what Job thought, because God was bragging about him, and Job thought he was in some kind of trouble or some kind of judgment. Hey, guess what? Job was wrong. Something else was going on altogether, which is often the case.